Jeff, it's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tim.
Great to have you here, Jeff.
Hey, I have a question. Looking for a quality outdoor wood filler. I have a 30-year-old house. It's mostly brick with wood trim. Looking to paint it next summer. And there's a few holes, some from woodpeckers in the cedar wood trim, some just from rot. But all in all, it's still holding up pretty good. Instead of replacing entire sections of board all the way around the house, I wanted to know if there's a wood filler that would take care of some of those holes and last for a long time.
There is, but what I would like to know is, what is the largest diameter of the hole you're filling, and how deep would it be?
Inch to an inch and a half, and they're one-inch thick pieces of board.
So, in other words, the hole goes through the whole thickness? I mean, it goes through the whole thickness?
In a few spots, yes.
Well, you know what I would do in some of those areas? That's a pretty aggressive hole. That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see you get a hole saw. I know this sounds crazy, and make a perfect circle,
mm-hmm.
and then plug it with an identical piece of wood and just glue it in.
Okay.
That, you know, because that's easy to do. In other words, you can just drill that hole and then get an identical piece of wood. And then here's the glue I want you to use. I would use that Gorilla Glue,
okay.
which is a urethane glue, and it's completely waterproof. I mean, it's some of these other regular glues say they're waterproof, but I'm telling you right now that once Gorilla Glue cures, nothing can take it apart.
Okay.
And just sand it, and you're good to go.
Okay.
So that, now, smaller holes,
mm-hmm.
Like maybe the size of your thumb,
yeah.
or whatever, there are any number of lightweight spackling compounds that you can get at a paint store, and as long as they say on the label interior/exterior, you're okay.
Okay.
I've used quite a few of those with great success. I had a problem at my own home, and I just painted it in the last few years. When I originally stained my house, the carpenter bees just attacked it. And I had those carpenter bee holes, which are about 3/8 of an inch in diameter.
Right, sure.
And mine looked like somebody shot my house with buckshot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had so many carpenter bee holes, I couldn't believe it. And that spackling compound has worked perfectly.
So spackling compound as opposed to a wood putty?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And depending on the size of the hole and the type that you have, you may have to fill it twice. A lot of these say that they don't shrink.
But they do.
But it just depends on how big, how big you're filling.
Mm-hmm.
So, fill it twice and sand it lightly. And if to make sure that you don't see where the patch is, and this is really important, once it's dried, paint that patch, that area you spackled, with a primer
right.
sealer. Because you have to have a sealer, because that'll even out the porosity so that when you apply your finish coat, it has the same level of gloss everywhere.
Yep.
And it only takes a few minutes to put that primer sealer on.
Sure.
And that's all you got to do.
That sounds easy.
It is.
All right.
All right, Jeff. Thanks,
buddy.
Okay, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.